America weekend.
The table is set for the rest of our lives, and I hope those years to be long and fruitful.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffa.
Our next guest stars in one of television's most popular shows. He is Abraham Ford on AMC's mega hit series, The Walking Dead. Michael Cudlitz, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, we are great, and we are thrilled to have you on.
Yes.
We are well into season six. We got the season six finale coming up. Why is this show so damn popular?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think timing... You know, if we were able to tell you exactly what it was, everybody would be recreating the same thing, and we'd have a million hit shows on television right now.
Yeah, no kidding.
I just think there's every you know, sort of generation, we have a couple of shows that sort of just break all the rules, you know, so far as everyone says, you know, network television is going down, the viewership is going down, there's never going to be, you know, shows like there were in the past, like MASH or ER or, you know, NYPD Blue, where just those numbers of audience numbers aren't there. And then you have shows like ours that come along that show you that it is still there if the right circumstances exist, the right timing, the right storytelling. So I don't know what the specific thing is, but I feel it has to do with you know, the characters and the storytelling, you know, and the idea that right now in time, for some reason, people can identify with what's going on in the show, or can identify it as an escape mechanism for what's going on in their lives right now.
I think it's great how the show kind of stays along the line with the comic, but not really. For example, Denise gets it the way Abraham got it in the comic. They're making it so that there's still surprises, so that you really don't know what's coming. And I think that's awesome, because you're appealing to someone that's already read the comic and kind of knows, but you're also appealing to someone that has no clue. And it's like equally very awesome.
Yeah, I think there's extra stuff in the show for people who read the graphic novels. I would say we are still following the graphic novel so far as, like, we're using it as like a geographical roadmap. We go to the places that we go to in the comics. A lot of the events happen in the comics, but they don't necessarily happen to the same people.
Mm.
We have people who are still alive in the comic or dead in the show, and vice versa. And we also have people who don't exist in the graphic novel that are in the show, you know, major characters, major players. You know, if you follow the graphic novel and you were expecting the Abraham death to happen, and then what happens to Denise, you know, is that death, that's something for just you. If you don't follow the graphic novel, it's not like you're watching the show and you thought, oh, Abraham was supposed to die this week.
Right.
Around the time that, you know, so it really is just for the people who follow the graphic novels. And I think that's kind of cool. It's kind of a little, you know, extra.
Are you happy that you didn't get it with the arrow through the eye? Like, are you happy it wasn't you?
You know, Kirkman has always said that he wasn't happy with the death that he gave Abraham and the way it happened.
Oh, okay.
In the show, but it was important to happen for the other characters around him.
Mm.
But the actual event, he was never really happy with. So now you have this, you know, another arbitrary death in a way, sort of like a Beth death.
Right.
Which is just sort of, you know, quote, accidents. I mean, obviously there's
sure.
nothing accidental about what happened, but it's something happened that you know, it wasn't like a direct walker or an attack on her. You know, it was something that accidentally happened to her. And that happens as well, or that would happen as well in that world. So I think it's just a way, you know, an interesting way to look at those things, but still give something back to the graphic novel audience. Myself, though, you know, we talk about this all the time because everyone says, well, you know, when you die,
yeah,
you know, how is that going to be, or what do you want it to be, or do you hope you never die, or when are you going to die? It's when you sign on for the show, you know that that's coming at some point. They killed Beth. They killed Shane.
Right. Shane's dead.
Lori. Yeah. You know, so you think somehow there's no way that they would kill me.
Oh, but I'm going to last forever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
no,
funny.
But everybody likes me. Everybody
really likes me.
Yeah, that means you're first to go.
Exactly.
No.
You're like number one on the list. Exactly. So you hit on Sasha, or Abraham hits on Sasha. She's not feeling it. Then Abraham dumps Rosita, which I was like, what is he doing? And then Sasha's coming back and is kind of interested. You know, like old bets are off in the zombie apocalypse, I'm thinking.
What do you mean she wasn't feeling it?
I don't know, man.
You didn't buy that?
I wasn't buying it. I'm not sure.
She was all over it. Absolutely. She just knew that it had to be done a certain way.
Oh, right. She was being strategic with her love game. Got it.
She's being respectful.
Oh, got it.
of Rosita.
Uh-huh.
Michael, can you tell she likes the show?
I don't think she's seen an episode.
You know.
It's just one big guess. 5 minutes on Google and she's trying to put together the whole show. You know, one thing I get a kick out of you is your IMDb. I actually probably killed a half a tree printing it because it's like 5 or 6 pages here. And I love going back and taking a look at some of the things that people played.
That just means I'm old.
No, it means you're working.
It means you are successful.
I'll be honest. You go to my IMDb, I have 10 lousy things, you know, and I'm like in the bottom third of the whole thing.
It's because you can keep a job.
Oh, stop it.
No, go take a look at it and you'll see. Law and Order this, Law and Order that, one and done, see you later. But I get a kick out of when I look at yours, like some of the stuff you've done. Southland, Officer John Cooper. You do video game voices, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3. But what I always love to do is go all the way back to the beginning and see where it all... Wow, you're on 24 as well. My God, you do a lot of things. CSI New York.
Lost. He was on Lost, too.
My God, Michael Cudlitz. Let's leave some work for some other people here. Lost. Oh, look at this. Something called Sex Drive.
Hello.
Back in 2008 as Rick. Here's a good one. I love going back way back to the beginning. You were on Growing Pains.
Yeah. I got a cool story with Growing Pains.
Guess who
I was on Growing Pains with?
Who was that?
A very young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Oh, that's right. He was on
that's
that
right.
show.
Yeah. He played the orphan kid or the kid that they adopted.
Yeah.
And I did. I was just like his sort of crazy buddy that he met at school. I did 3 episodes.
Unbelievable. 90210. Wait a minute. 90210.
Yeah.
Tony Miller. Look at this. You're all over the place
the
here.
And
I was also the construction coordinator for that show.
Wow. And you know what I love too? I love the roles that don't have names but just have designations. Here we go. Picket Fence is 1994. Michael was white teenager number one.
Number one.
In the episode Elective Conduct. And the other one, L.A. Law, 1991, Passerby, in the episode Do the Spike Thing.
Oh.
Now, they had to clean up some of the names of some of these characters, right? Because of the content, I guess, or some of the things. Wasn't there like some weird thing with you with one of these episodes?
Well, there was some, with both of them. I was not a nice person in both of those.
Oh, please.
There was a term that was floating around in the 80s.
Yeah.
With picket fences, the white teenager, the breakdown came out as like a white kid who pretends to be a black kid.
Ah.
Or not pretends to be, but like acts like
I know the term you're talking
kid.
About, and everybody else does. Okay.
Sure does.
All right. So communication is successful. All right.
Yeah. You can look it up.
Yes.
In Law and Order, that was one of my first jobs. I was actually a gay basher, which they didn't want to put in the title, I guess, for obvious reasons to let the story unfold. But Alan Regents was in that, and he was had a really good friend on the show, and the friend had invited him to a restaurant because he had something he had to tell him. Well, it turns out that he winds up coming out to this guy, to Alan, and telling his best friend since college that he's gay. And Alan does not react to it the right way, in the sense of the way you treat someone who's been your friend your whole life.
Right.
And he overreacts. He gets pissed off. He walks outside. He realizes that they're in a gay, predominantly gay neighborhood. He bumps into a guy, and the guy thinks that because he's coming out of this gay restaurant, that he is gay, and he beats the crap out of him and puts him in a hospital.
Oh,
and my goodness!
The guy who beats him up was me.
Oh, come on!
And that, exactly. I'm even a little less understanding than Alan is in the show. And what it does is it sort of he has this sort of cathartic experience that he realizes what his friend's life must be like.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was pretty progressive for its time, you know, and
early 90s, I would say so, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And it's it was a Botchko show, so, you know, we expect that.
We're coming up on a network break. We have time for one quick question. Your mustache has its own Twitter account. That's when you know you've arrived, right?
That's I'm not sure if that's disturbing or awesome.
I think it's awesome.
It's combo. It's awesome.
It's a combo.
It's at Cudlitz Stash. Wow. And here's
it's awesomely disturbing.
There it is.
Well, you want something disturbing? How about the little background thing here when you go to the profile? I am a ginger colored sweater that keeps Michael Cudlitz's upper lip and chin warm and cozy. I hate razors and I collect crumbs. Wow.
That's amazing.
We all have those kinds of fans. Well, you have a whole bunch of those fans.
Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Very awesome. Cool. Yeah, the fans are awesome on the show.
Well, catch him as Abraham Ford, season 6 of The Walking Dead, the finale of season 6 tonight.
Oh, AMC, I can't wait. That's right.
Christina is already all set, ready to go.
I have so many theories on what's going to happen.
Oh, my God. You know she does.
Can't wait.
8 Eastern, 7 Pacific, and you know Christina will be watching over and over and over again. Michael Cudlitz and your stash, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Michael.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. A National Health and Nutrition Examination survey shows drinking a glass of freshly squeezed juice every morning lowers the risk of obesity. But it has to be freshly squeezed to get the actual benefit. The study found that people who drank 100% freshly squeezed juice had less fat, smaller waists, and a lower insulin resistance. This goes along with the well-known advice to eat lots of fruits and vegetables anyway to avoid certain diseases. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What if you could enjoy more free time and still get all your work done? We'll tell you how, thanks to a tip from a listener.
Ryan says he goes to a sporting event or concert just about every week. Because he's paid for the ticket in advance, he feels compelled to go.
That's his secret. It forces him to focus so he gets his work done in less time. This greater efficiency gives him more time to have fun. We've tested it, and it works for us, too.
So what's something you really enjoy doing? Get it on your schedule. Pay in advance if you can. It creates a negative incentive, a cost with no benefit if you don't go.
So you'll push harder to get your work done in less time. Enjoy more downtime for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.